You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney. If you'd like to contact us through Twitter, it's at Naked Scientists, or you can send an email. It's chris@thenakedscientists.com. Kat.
Now, when you see a whale, it probably doesn't make you think of wind turbines, but our next guest, the very aptly named Professor Frank Fish from Westchester University in the States, was inspired by the fins of a humpback whale to design a better wind turbine. So we're joined by Frank. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, good. Now, tell us about the story behind this, because I understand that you saw a picture of a whale and it set off your train of thought.
Actually, it wasn't a picture. It was a little bit more three-dimensional than that. It was a sculpture of a humpback whale. And I saw that it had, aside from very long flippers, these very curious bumps along the leading edge, the front edge of the flipper. And I was quite embarrassed because I actually started just saying that this was impossible until I did see a picture and then tried to figure out why it had these curious bumps that you just don't see on anything else.
It does seem counterintuitive. You'd think that bumps would interfere with the action of the fin. So what are the bumps doing?
Well, what it appears is that they modify the flow. So if you have a wing-like structure, you know, like taking your hand and putting it out a car window and then playing airplane, what will happen is a wing will modify the flow of air. It'll push it down, and as a result, you get a lift force as you raise the angle of the wing. And that occurs up to a particular point, in which case the hand or the wing will go through what's called stall if the angle is too big, because the air flow or water flow can't move around it in a nice controlled fashion. So stall is something you don't want to happen. It's awful when it happens in airplanes. But for the humpback whale, what the bumps do is that they can increase the angle at which you can have that flipper directed into the flow without stalling.
So you can have a sharper angle and get more drive from the wind.
Exactly. So the whole idea is that because you can raise it at a higher angle, what's called an angle of attack, you can then place it into a wind or water flow, and you can get more lift out of it and thus more energy if you're putting it into a windmill. And you can also have a safety factor. So a big problem with windmills is that you get gusts of wind from any direction, and that sometimes exceeds the stall angle. And the result is that the windmill becomes unstable. It starts to vibrate and can even sort of blow apart. With this, you can actually have a higher angle, get more energy out of the wind, and in the same way also protect the windmill because it's less likely to form these vibrations.
So how have you been applying these kind of bumpy fins to wind turbines? Have you got large-scale ones, or is this kind of just small-scale work at the moment?
Well, I work with a company, and we've had a test windmill up in Canada, and it was about a 30-kilowatt windmill, test windmill, and what we found is that under moderate air speeds, we could actually get a 20% increase in the amount of energy that we could produce with the windmill.
That sounds absolutely phenomenal. Why have people not thought of making bumpy wind turbines before?
Well, again, it's sort of counterintuitive. I mean, whenever you see wing-like structures, we always think that they need a nice, sharp, clean leading edge. So airplanes or car spoilers or windmills or fans, anything like that. So this is a bit counterintuitive that you wouldn't think of putting these bumps along the leading edge. And part of the argument has been that if you do that, you're going to disrupt the flow in another way, and that is you're going to increase the amount of resistance that wing will go through the air or through the water with. And what we found with the bumps is actually there is no penalty for having these bumps along the leading edge. They don't increase the resistance. And additionally, as you go up to higher and higher angles, there's actually a reduction in the amount of resistance compared to a wing that doesn't have the bumps, simply because the wing is installing. When it stalls, the amount of resistance goes up quite a bit. So we can operate at higher angles with less resistance than if we didn't have the bumps.